Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
There. Well, Miss Message, I finally got the shutters all nailed back up.
The ones that blew off the post office the other day?
Mm-hmm. And you can see I've been stuffing insulation in all the cracks, too.
We really ought to get this place a little more energy efficient. You know, if we don't watch it, Santa's postal inspector elf might close us down.
Oh, wow.
You know, make us work in some big city post office somewhere.
Oh, that would be awful, Miss Message. I can't imagine working anywhere else but here. We'll just have to see what we can do to save energy. Why, heavens, we only set the thermostat at... Yeah, let me see. Only set it at 80 there.
80?
Oh!
Let me have a look there. Oh, it's not 80, Mr. Postmaster. It's 60.
Oh.
You better clean your glasses.
I wondered why my fingers got so cold. Well, all right, I'll polish my glasses right now so we can read all these nice letters. Is this first one for me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, this is from Tiffany Tucker. I was wondering if Tiffany was going to write this year. Dear Santa, writes Tiffany, I have been a pretty good girl this year. I'd like for you to bring me a record player, a kissing Barbie doll, a bike with training wheels, a computer game, and a kicking and crying baby. And I would like to have some clothes, too, and I will leave you something good to eat. Big capital letters, I love you, Santa. Signed, Tiffany Tucker.
Here's a letter from Libby Carver, Amy Carver, and John Carver from Gordonsville.
All of them right there.
Dear Santa Claus, my name is Libby and I am 3 years old. I would like to have a baby doll cradle, a jack-in-the-box, a tool set, coloring books, and crayons, and some clothes. My sister Amy, who is 2 years old, would like you to bring her a train set, a horse, coloring books and crayons, and some clothes, too. My baby brother John is only 9 weeks old and doesn't know about you yet, but I think you should bring him some baby toys and clothes. I think you're a good man, Santa Claus. I'm going to leave you a cup of coffee and some cookies. Love, Libby, Amy, and John Carver.
And they all signed their names so nicely, Miss Message. And we want to make special note here about little brother John. But I don't believe John signed that, not at 9 weeks old.
Well,
pretty precocious. Well, they grow them bright in Gordonsville. That's what they do. Dear Santa, my name is Betty Yount, and I have tried to be good, and this is what I want. Baby soft sounds, fresh and fancy, fashion plates, a wireless microphone, another Dr. Drill and Fill, and here's a Merlin and a 7-Up radio. Santa Claus, I love you. Signed, Betty Yount.
Dear Santa, writes Dwayne Mills, how are you? I've been a very good boy this year. I would like a Cowboys football uniform and helmet and a Darth Vader collector case and a Star Wars Cloud City. And I'd also like a typewriter that really writes and an electric train and a pair of cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. And please bring me a yellow shirt like Bo Duke's. I will leave you milk and cookies on the table. Thank you. Love, Dwayne Mills.
Well, Miss Message, look at this. What are these critters on here, anyway, on the cover?
Raccoons.
There are two of them. They're having the nicest time crawling up a tree.
What a nice car.
Yeah, it really is. And the unusual thing about it, well, listen, and you shall see or hear. Dear Santa Claus, I hope you can find me a ball that I can't chew up and a new plaid cover for my dog nest. That should tip you off. My sister, Liza, would like a new flea collar and a big bone and one of those little swinging doors so she can get in and out of the house without begging. We have been good dogs most of the time, but not so good that you would call us pigs. Oh, that's prigs, I'm sorry. Thank goodness. Well, we'll leave some dog biscuits for the reindeer, Santa, and we promise not to bark when you arrive at Christmas. Thanks. Love, Toby Harrison. And look, she's put her mark there, a little smudge right in the corner. Isn't that something?
That is really nice. Well, I'm glad they haven't been piggies this year.
No.
What do you know? A letter from a couple of dogs. This show is really going to the dogs.
On the other hand, now, Miss Messes, there's no reason why a nice pooch or a cat or two shouldn't write to Santa Claus, because many pets are just members of the family, and I'm sure that's the way Liza and Toby are.
Well, as long as they send us letters we can read, I guess we can manage.
Mm-hmm. But letters from children are more fun, I guess. Say, are you all set for the big Christmas parade in Orange tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock, right? Madison Road in Orange. I'm all set.
Okay. Remember to dress warmly.
I will. Now we better get these letters packed up for Sam.
All right. Hey, you know, there is also a parade in Louisa tomorrow, too, and I think it is at the same time at 11 o'clock. So if you can't make it to one, you can get it to the other. Got them all packed in there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget Toby's and Liza's there. All right.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of don't forget the concert of music for harp and organ, Sunday afternoon at 3 at St. Thomas's Church in Orange.
Oh, and the lighting of the Community Memorial Christmas tree.
Right.
And that's in Spotswood Plaza, and it's Sunday at 5:30.
Uh-huh. You know, we're going to be pretty busy. Yeah. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you Monday.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.